Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom quality, made in Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Wait a minute! 60 Seconds of Reflection with Martha Fernandez Sardina.
He is risen! The Lord is risen from the dead. That is the song of Christians. The Lord is risen, alleluia. He is truly risen, as he said, alleluia, alleluia. For centuries, Christians the world over have been celebrating the fact that Christ defeated death. He killed death. Death is dead. Life is alive. And Jesus is alive and well, and he is inviting each one of us, knocking at the door of our hearts, to enter in, to sup with us, to dine with us, to give us his very body and blood, soul and divinity, as our food. Will you welcome him? Will you season it up? Will you enjoy this Easter Sunday, Easter octave, and Easter season, 50 days of glorious celebration, and come closer to Jesus to receive the new life that he has won for you? You were one by one who is God Almighty. Enjoy Easter, enjoy the resurrection, enjoy Jesus.
For more information about Martha, visit MarthaFernandezSardina.com.
There. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Everyday Spirituality. I'm your host, Marge Steinhig Fenelon. Thrilled to be here with you during this time that we have together. I've been describing in the other episodes everyday spirituality and what that means to me and what I think it means to all of us who are Christians, Catholic Christians, trying to live our faith. I'm going to divert from that today, if you'll allow me, because something came to my attention. So this past weekend, I did a back-to-back speaking engagement at a parish. It was the same presentation twice. It was the same program, but they ran it twice so that as many families from the parish as possible could attend. What they had me speak on was my latest book, My Queen, My Mother, A Living Novena, and more specifically, this idea of Marian pilgrimage. What is a Marian pilgrimage, and what does that mean, and why should we go visit the sites of our dear Blessed Mother, these sites that are so special to her, and because of that, special to us? And something happened during both of those presentations. Now, keep in mind, these are two different groups, same parish, two different groups, so two different groups of people. as I was talking about my Marian pilgrimage and the 9 different sites that I visited over the last 3 years, I did a little quiz. I gave the list to my audience, not physically, but I read the list to my audience. And at the end, we did a tally, and I asked how many knew of all 9 shrines, and then 8 and 7, 6, 4, and it, you know, and so on down the line. Of the first group, now we're talking about 100 some people, perhaps. Of that first group, not one single person had heard of any of the Marian pilgrimage sites I mentioned. Not one single person. It broke my heart. It broke my heart that none of them knew of any of these places. Now, when I chose the sites for the book, yes, of course, I did try to pick places that weren't super well known, you know, that weren't, you know, I want to say touristy, but common pilgrimage sites in our country. But some of the ones, and one in particular, which I'll talk about in a few minutes, should be very well known to every Catholic in the United States. So what happened with the second group? With the second group, I did the same thing. Read the list, went down the line, how many this, how many human. At the very end of that group of, again, it was a little bit smaller, maybe 75, 80 people. Only three people knew of one of the Marian pilgrimage sites that I had mentioned. Only one site, and only 3 people. I felt so bad. I felt so bad for our Blessed Mother. I felt so bad for my audience because I realized they're missing out on a very important treasure that we have here in our United States. Many treasures all over the country. These places that we can visit, that we should be visiting, that belong to our Blessed Mother, from where she distributes her graces, from where she listens to our prayers, from where she waits for us to visit her. What I'd like to do, just for your sake, I'm never going to know the results of this. Of course, there's no way, unless you write into me, email me. I'm going to run that same test for you now. And check yourself to see how many do you know? How many of these places that I'm about to mention, do you personally know? Even if you've heard of it, you don't have to have been there. Because that's the question I asked when I presented to my audiences. How many have heard of these places? So the first, you can hear me turning pages maybe a little bit in the background, but they're in my book. Okay, so the first is the Shrine of Our Lady of La Leche in St. Augustine, Florida. The second is the National Shrine of Our Lady of Prompt Succor in New Orleans, Louisiana. The third, St. Mary's Mission and Museum in Stevensville, Montana. The fourth, the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows in Starkenburg, Missouri. The fifth, the Basilica and National Shrine of Our Lady of Consolation in Cary, Ohio. The sixth, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. The seventh, Shrine of Our Lady of Martyrs in Orrisville, New York. The 8th, the House of Mary Shrine in Yankton, South Dakota. And finally, Our Lady of Peace Shrine in Santa Clara, California. Now I'm going to ask again the same question, and I understand I can't see you raising your hands, but let's go down the line. How many, dear listeners, how many of you had heard of all 9 of those Marian pilgrimage sites? How many of you have heard of 8? How many of you have heard of 7? How many of you have heard of 6? Have you heard of 5? Have you heard of 4? How many of you have heard of 3? How many of you heard of 2? How many of you have heard of just 1? Now, I'm not beating up on you. Don't beat up on yourself. This is curiosity on my part, and I hope it creates a new curiosity of realizing that there are these gifts out there for us to open up, these places of grace of our Blessed Mother. And so it's really meant as an encouragement. So if you don't know them all, if you don't know any of them, take that as encouragement to learn about them. You know, you might not be able to travel to all of them. You probably won't. I wouldn't have if I wasn't doing that project. But learn about them. They're all online, every single one of them. And there's histories online on all of their websites. So do learn about them. But there's one in particular today. One in particular that I want to talk about, because this one is a Marian pilgrimage site that I believe, as I mentioned before, every single Catholic in the United States must know, needs to know about this particular Marian pilgrimage site, and that is Our Lady of Good Help Shrine in Champion, Wisconsin. Our Lady of Good Help Shrine in Champion, Wisconsin. That pilgrimage site there at that shrine is the site of a church-approved Marian apparition. Yes, indeed. The Blessed Mother appeared there, and the church investigated it thoroughly, looking at historical records, witnesses, letters of the time, testimonies, and anecdotal evidence as well. And the church determined, Bishop David Ricken passed the, I believe it's a decree, and if I'm wrong, I'll correct myself on the next episode. I believe he issued this approval in 2010, finally. It took a few years, as you can imagine. But what I want to talk to you about is what happened there and why it's so important. Well, number one, of course, it was a Marian apparition site. So our Blessed Mother doesn't just go randomly around and, you know, popping in on people. Boo, hi, I'm there. No, she always appears with a message every single time. Look at Lourdes, Fatima, Cabejo. I mean, I could go on and on. Every single time Our Lady has appeared, she has appeared during a specific time for a specific reason with a specific message. And we need to listen to that. We need to listen to the messages from all of the apparitions, because she speaks not for just those people that she appeared to, but her messages are for all people of all time. That's why she makes herself known. That's why she speaks. That's why people write down the messages that she says and promote them and spread them. And so what happened there in Champion, Wisconsin, her message, her mission that she came for, the Blessed Mother appeared in 1859 to a young Belgian woman, Belgian immigrant, named Adele Bries. It's a long, beautiful story. It's in my book. There's some of the story online. I've been researching this topic, so I've got some background with this shrine. I visit there often, not often enough, admittedly. She appeared to Adele not just once, but three times. Three times. Twice, all three times, as a matter of fact, she was accompanied by others. And three other companions. Only Adele could see the apparition. But the others who were with her could tell something was going on. They could sense, they could feel it. And they could see in Adele that this was a big deal. That she wasn't faking. And something very important was happening to her. But they weren't made privy to what the something was until later when Adele shared with them what happened. I could go on. It would take me probably hours to tell the whole story in detail. But basically, what I want you to know, what I want to talk about today is the primary message that the Blessed Mother passed on to Adele. So now after the first apparition, as you can imagine, Adele was scared and sought the advice of her spiritual director, asking, what do I do with this? Is this, I don't even know if this is, she didn't know immediately it was the Blessed Mother. So she didn't know if this vision, this apparition was from God or from the evil one. And you can imagine it frightened her somewhat. Her spiritual director told her to ask the woman a question the next time she appeared, if she did appear to Adele, and she did. And the question is, in God's name, who are you and what do you want of me? That's what Adele asked the woman who appeared to her. This is what the Blessed Mother told her. I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners, and I wish you to do the same. You received Holy Communion this morning, and that is well. But you must do more. Make a general confession and offer communion for the conversion of sinners. If they do not convert and do penance, my son will be obliged to punish them. That's a message that our Blessed Mother has spoken in just about every apparition. Pray. Offer, do penance for the conversion of sinners. But then there was more, and I'll tell you what happened in that conversation. So the next thing that happened was the companions, Adele's companions. Remember I told you, they felt something, but they didn't see it. They didn't know what was going on. And Adele tells them to kneel down, and they begin to weep. They're weeping because of all of the emotion. They're overwhelmed with whatever this is that's present there. And of course, you and I know it was the Blessed Mother, but at the time, they didn't know that. So Adele tells them to kneel down and pray while she is listening to the woman. And the Blessed Mother turns to Adele, and she looks to the companions, and she looks to Adele, and she said, "Blessed are they that believe without seeing." And then she goes on to Adele, "What are you doing here in idleness while your companions are working in the vineyard of my son?" Adele asked her, "What more can I do, dear lady?" And the Blessed Mother told her, "Gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation. And Adele asked, but how shall I teach them who know so little myself? She was uneducated, basically. She really did know so little. And the Blessed Mother answered her, teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross and how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you. And that was the end of the apparition. Why do I want to capitalize on that? What is the message there? Listen, I'm going to read that part again. That the part where the Blessed Mother gives Adele her mission. Teach them, she's talking about the children, teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross and how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish you to do, and fear nothing, I will help you. You know, she mentioned in this wild country, the Blessed Mother mentioned, gather the children in this wild country. Well, in the wild country she was talking about was the fact that this was 1859. Wisconsin was barely settled. There were small colonies, in this case of Adele, a small colony of Belgians up in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, if you look at the map. And there were few priests, and it really was wild country. You know, these people, the settlers, they're trying to break ground, quite literally, and form a new life and begin farms and businesses and, you know, livelihood, ways to feed their families. But also in this very wild country, there were few priests. So the priests would travel long, long distances. There weren't regular catechism classes, to be sure. There wasn't regular mass in most places. And this is what was happening in that area, that wild country the Blessed Mother was talking to Adele about. So you've got few priests. You have really no catechists. And as time goes on, without being fed more in their faith, the Belgians were losing their faith, and the doctrines and beliefs and teachings of our Catholic faith was beginning to be watered down and kind of intermingled with folklore. And truly, there was great danger that the true Catholic faith would not be transmitted to the next generation. And so that is what our Blessed Mother needed Adele for, and she did. And the rest of the story is incredible. What Adele did to go out and teach children, the community of religious women, it was not nuns. She did not start a religious order, but she had others who gathered with her. They were still lay women, but they gathered with her to teach the children, eventually a boarding school and so on. You can read the rest of the story yourself. But what I'd like to point out here is that wild country then in 1859 Wisconsin is not that different from the wild country we have out there right now in our United States. The faith not being passed on, being intermingled with local folklore. In this case, in our present day, it's these ideologies that can appear to be Catholic but aren't at all. And so the true faith gets not only watered down but skewed. That's what's happening. We all know it. We all see it. You all know at least one parent, or maybe it's you, that a child has left the faith because of influence from somewhere else. This is very much like that time in 1859, Wisconsin, when Our Lady appeared to Adele and said, you've got to teach the kids. The true faith, you have to learn it yourself and you have to pass it on. Isn't that what we should be hearing right now? that message. Remember, I said when our Blessed Mother comes, she doesn't just come for that moment. She comes for all time. For all time, for always. And that's us. That message to Adele was not just for the Belgian community in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It was for every community always, for our entire United States. That's why she appeared here. She appears in a certain place in a certain time for a certain reason with a certain message. And that is Our Lady's message for us. And this is why we need to know about that shrine, if possible. And they do pilgrimages there. There are accommodations. It is easy to get to, no matter where you are in the U.S. We need to learn about it. We need to understand it. We need to know it. We need to talk about it. We need to celebrate it and rejoice. And that Blessed Mother came here to our country for us. Oh, isn't that just the most awesome thing? It's so beautiful. And we need to pay attention to that. And so that's why I needed to do this episode of Everyday Spirituality, specifically about the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, the only church-approved Marian apparition site in the entire United States. And it's ours. And we need to love it and appreciate it. And I hope that in this podcast, the brief time we've had together, that I've helped you to do that. To appreciate it and to love our Blessed Mother for who she is and what she does for us, and to spread the word. Spread the word. I mean, this parish gathering, these presentations I gave the other night that I opened the episode about, that place, those people were only about an hour and 45 minutes away from the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. This isn't like they were across the country. Same state, same area, basically. And they didn't have a clue. Don't be clueless, my friends. And don't let any of your Catholic friends or family remain clueless either. If you have more questions, or even if you're just curious to know more about me, please do visit my website, margefenelon.com, margefenelon.com. You can find me on Facebook at Marge Steinhag Fenelon. Just search it. You'll find my page. Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter. Let me know you're following so I can say howdy. And my Twitter handle, at Marge Steinfen. So I created a contraction out of my name. On Instagram, I'm also Marge Steinfen. Also on LinkedIn as Marge Fenelon. I need to change there, put my beautiful middle last name in there. Regardless, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you so you can find a Contact Me tab at margefenelon.com. I want to know your impressions. I want to know what you want to hear about in future podcasts. And I'm very curious to know, if you dare to share, how many of those shrines did you know about? Or are there others that you know about maybe that I don't know about? Share with me. Share with me. I'm an insatiable Marian pilgrim. I always want to know places that our Blessed Mother is. So my prayers for you, my friends, and I really do mean that. I pray for everyone who listens to my podcasts and reads my books and however else I come in contact with you, or you come in contact with me. God be with you, and our Blessed Mother protect you. Thanks, and bye now.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry
to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.